First of all, I thank God for being here and meet with my dear brothers and sisters. And I thank God for this opportunity that God has given me to be with you and having the wonderful worship. And I feel the presence of the Lord. And it was such a blessing to be over here. And I thank God for this wonderful people. I could see their love and full with the Holy Spirit. And this morning I will be sharing small word of God, and then I will be sharing my testimony. Then I will be sharing a little bit what God is doing with a picture. But this morning, when I was coming over here, and I have been praying that God give me the word to speak. And this is the word God has given me to speak to your church this morning. And, you know, I will read from Genesis 1:26. Due to the time, I'm not going to read more, but I'll be sharing. It is saying that Genesis 1:26 is saying that God has created us with His likeness and the image. And what a wonderful that was. And I was thinking, when I read this one and I prayed for, and the God has revealed me to see that love of God in our life. You know, that God has created us with His likeness and the image. Why God has created? Because He loves us. And if you see that the creation, the system of creation, God, He has been created all our needs before we created the beautiful man and woman. That means He has been created such a beautiful house where we can stay without any problem. See that how love and the purpose of His creation is a divine plan God has through His creation. We can see that He created before what we require, and then He created us with His likeness and the image. So God wants to reveal Himself through His creation, and He wants to reveal Himself through you and me. That's the purpose God has created us. And we see that the Lord and the God has a purpose in our life. So today I'm going to speak what is the purpose of in our life, the God purpose in our life, which is the most important to live in this world, to know what God has a purpose in our life. And what is the purpose God has been created us? Such a beautiful creation it is. The most loving, wonderful creation is to create you and me. And today, this morning, we are here. It's not accidentally, you know. This is the purpose of God. That's why God has chosen you and me to become here, to worship Him. And the purpose of His creation is to show the love of Christ. You know, that's the one of the purpose, the God purpose. Because this world, you know, see, in the beginning, God, because He loves us, He has been created. And now He wants to reveal through our life to show the love in this world. See, the God has created all men and women in this world, but there are people they don't know. So we know Jesus, we know God. So now the responsibility is, through our love, those who don't know Jesus, we can bring them to the Lord. Through our love. You know, if you read the Old Testament again, Deuteronomy 10, 12, and you see that the purpose, what God wants from us. He talks about to fear the Lord, love the Lord, and serve the Lord with your whole heart and soul. So that's the God wants from us. You know, the important is what God wants from our life. We know what we want from the Lord. That's God is faithful and He is taking care of us. He is providing all our needs. He's taking care of us, our children, our relative, our church, everything. But the question is, today, the purpose of His creation, why He has been created us. That's as Deuteronomy 10:12 is saying, love the Lord with your whole heart and the soul. That is the purpose God has been created us. In India, we like to show the love of Christ by reaching people for Christ. Because we don't like to see that any man lost. We like to save them so that they will get the same opportunity to meet with the Lord in heaven. You see the Bible, if you read, you see the God plan. He has been created us and the man lost, and again Jesus came. He saved us. The purpose of to, what is the purpose? To meet with the Lord in heaven so that they can get a eternal life. That's the purpose. So therefore, our purpose is to bring people for Christ. And if you see the New Testament, it's saying that love your neighbor as yourself. It is all about love. You know that in the end we see that Matthew 28, the Great Commission is go and discipling them and baptize them and then saying that share them whatever I taught you. I am with you in the end, he's saying that. So the purpose of His creation, we see that God has a plan in our life to go and reach people for Christ. That's the purpose. Wherever we are, we need to show the love of Christ. And in the end, he's saying, you know, the 1 John 3:18 says, what says? He says, dear children, love is not a word and preach, but it is action and the truth. Dear friends, to the world, they wanted to see the love through our action and the truth. Because the people, those who are blind, they don't know Jesus, they wanted to get a touch. And they wanted to see the loving touch. Once they see the loving touch, they will know Jesus in their life. And to the world, they wanted to see Jesus through our life. Because Jesus is saying, in the New Testament, you are a temple of God. That means the purpose of creation is to God to live in our heart. That means wherever we go, we represent the church. This is the place we equip ourselves and prepare ourselves, and we go out. When we go out, we present Jesus. We present the church. So that, and another saying, you know, the New Testament, you are a light of the world. When Jesus in our heart, our life will be shine. So that those who are in the darkness, they don't able to see Jesus, they will see Jesus through our life. It is very patriarchal. It is very patriarchal. The country where we live, this is the Hindu nation. There are Muslims. But they don't know Jesus. They wanted to see Jesus through our life. How I live, how I talk, how I behave. This is the basic thing, you know. The basic, sometimes we forget. You know, the Bible, that's wonderful. You know, we can preach. Because Hindu people, they don't know about Bible. If you go and read the Bible says this and that, this. They will just think, what is this man talking about? I don't see his life like that. I don't see his life. He says something, I do something else. He says in the church, very good preaching and this, that, that. And outside he go. He's not like a example. You know, the Bible, we are the Bible. That's why Jesus said, God has created us with his likeness and the image. Think about. God has created us. The purpose is to live in our heart. If Jesus is living in our heart, it will be sign. The people will see. You don't have to stand on the road and say hallelujah, praise the Lord, and preach from the Bible. They don't know. If you do that, they will say, this man is a crazy man. He's a crazy man. But Jesus is saying, the love is not a preach and the word, but it is action and the truth. And that today, the world, they are educated people, you know. They are not a foolish. They are educated. Think about. They wanted to see Jesus through our action, through our behavior, through our word. That is the thing. I live a country where Hindu and the Muslim, they wanted to see Jesus through my life. Where I live, I should have a good testimony. How I live. That's the basic. That's the basic thing. And the basic things is they wanted to know. And today I want to leave with you that God has a purpose in your life. And God has created you with His likeness and the image. Thank you. God loves you. And you know, the time is going like anything. I saw, you know, time is not waiting for me. Anyhow, I am P.L. Mundal from West Bengal, Calcutta. And I have one daughter, 20 years old. My son is 10 years old. And my wife is, I cannot say age, you know. And we live in city of Calcutta. And but I grown up in the village, which is a very remote village. And the year of 90, I came to know Jesus in my life through Operation Mobilization Team. And then I decided to OM. I joined the OM. And I joined the OM. And after my 4 years training, I have joined a Bible college. And then after the Bible college training, God has led me to the church. And that church I was for a few years. And then God has called me to serve the Lord through the house church. And that's the way God has been using us. And we started house churches in Calcutta. And after 3 years, God has led us to go to the village. And our main goal is to discipling them, giving the leadership, and send them out to reach out their friends, relative, and the neighbors. So that's the way God has leading us. And at present, we are 9 districts of West Bengal. And that's the way God has been. The Bengali, we are mainly serving the Lord among the Bengalis. And the Bengalis are 4th largest language group in the world. There are 220 million Bengali speaking people in India, including Bangladesh. And there are 230 million people all over the world. So there are big people. And we thought about how we can reach them. Because again, God has created us with His likeness and the image. And we like to reach them so that they will get the same opportunity what we are getting to meet with the Lord in heaven. That's the love. Because we love them, we like to reach them. So therefore, and we have a house church, and we thought about that this is the best way we can reach out our dear brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, so house church means meeting inside the house and having a church. And the 220 million people we have, if you like to build a building, it is possible. I don't think so. And but church is a people, as you know that. So we meet people and we worship to the Lord. And we see that's the way God has been blessing us. And the Hindu people, they feel very happy to meet inside the house because that's the background. And the safetiness of their people and growth, we see the small group, it grow more. And because our main goal is to discipling them, giving the leadership, and send them out to reach out their own people. So God has been using us. In the 9 district, at present, we have more than 4,000 house churches. And so far, we have given this year more than 800 baptism. We have a main 40 pastors under me, and each one of them, they have their own leaders. So everyone have their own house church, and we encourage everyone to discipling and the giving the leadership and send them out to reach out their own people. And that's the way God has been doing us. And shortly I'll be showing the picture because time is running now. And so please I will, okay. This is a Sporsho House Church Ministry. The Sporsho is the name of the organization, which is the Bengali name. The English translation is called Touch. So whenever you pray, you remember us. Touch means Sporsho. This is the pattern of worship. You see that? How we meet and having the worship. Sitting in the floor. That's the way we feel. And that's the way God has been using us. This is the pattern of worship, how we sit. You know, we don't have a, as I told you that, we don't have a building. Wherever God has provided a place to sit and do the worship, we are happy to do. And, you know, we are so proud that God has given a place to worship. Again, you see that? This is background in the houses. Some people is more, you see, but this is the time, like Christmas and our own Thanksgiving prayer, we gather together nearby house churches. And this is all our believers. This is the way pattern of worship. This is a, you know, our local instrument, music instrument we use for harmonium and dhol for playing, you know. We do have a ministry, prayer ministry we do. She is a, you know, the lady. I love the old people very much and they love me very much. So whenever I go, you know, they come to me, I spend more time with them, I live in the village and stay with them, eat with them. It's just a joy, you know, I feel that. And she's a Muslim lady, she came to the Lord and she loved me very much. So I took a picture and said, okay, I'll show you, show your picture to everyone. So she must be very happy. And this is a baptism, as I told you that we had some baptism. It's not many, near about 800. And see some picture of the baptism. So baptism is a public decoration, celebration time. We do have a baptism in the pond, you know. So many people come and witness for the happy moment. Children ministry, we do have a lot of children, many children. They're happy. Blanket distribution during the Christmas time. We got a request from the old people. They said, son, give me one blanket. So I feel it is a joy for me to provide one blanket. So we are giving some blanket to the poor people. I have a same coat over here. Christmas feeding program. The Christmas time we do the feeding program. You know why? Because I am not a very poor family background. My family, I used to get yearly 4 or 5 times chicken and rice. So when we celebrate the Christmas, I thought about my childhood. And I thought, why not we provide our dear brothers and sisters and the children during the Christmas time, chicken, rice, and dal. So providing them good food to make them happy Christmas. So that's we say the happy Christmas. So a lot of people are having a food. So last year we were able to feed more than 5,000 people. It's a lot of food. And they like to have a more rice. We also do give a Christmas gift. Little bit for a children, pencil box. Some of our leaders, we have a more, men 40 leaders, but some picture I have. Oh, where is my picture? Oh, this is. I was worried. This is a, we have a school for the children, poor and the needy children. So the children are performing. We have a, our program sometime. So they dance, cultural dance, you know. The children are studying school. Tailoring project we have, we give a training to the widows and the poor ladies, and then we give an opportunity to get a work and some money to help their families. See the 90? I should bring some to sell here, anyhow, next time. Next time I will bring. This is some picture of the village. This is our village. If you come, you will see that. This is our school children. New Zealand team, you know, they came to visit us and it was a tremendous blessing time that we had. They were able to preach the word of God and had a conference for the pastors and the field visit and medical camp. In a so much way that God has been used them mighty way, and they had spent time a lot of praying for the people, you know. So you can see that Sister Maggie here, so she was there. And Brother Gerald also here. Sister Dinah having the medical camp, you know. Brother Chris also here. And the Sister Mohana, they also went. Brother Gerald praying for. Is he praying for? You know. It was such a blessing time that we had. God has done a lot of miracle. We see that this little boy was suffering with a cancer, and now he is absolutely fine by God's grace. So many miracles take place. Praise the Lord. Thank you. And thank you so much for giving me opportunity to come to your wonderful blessing church. And I know that you will be praying for us, isn't it? No. Or yes. And I say always, who don't like to pray? Raise your hand. And there's some, they raise their hand without, you know, listening. Who don't like to pray for us? All. So I know that you will be happy to pray for us. And in the back, we have our pastor information. Means under me, those leaders we have, their information means picture. And if you want to be a part of partner in our ministry, because I believe that we are one in Christ, either it is in India or New Zealand, we love the same living God in Jesus. And our ministry is a house church ministry, and it is interdenomination. And our main focus is to reach people for Christ. So therefore, we have some pastor information. If you are willing to be a part of our ministry, please, you can sign. You know, there are so many pastors, which one you like. My picture also there. And you can sign, and we will be getting touch. If you sign and give your email ID, you know, we'll be... you know, we'll be touching you, we'll be sending his information, more details, updating, we'll be doing the correspondence with you. So I hope that everyone will be so your love to be a part of our small ministry in India, Kolkata. And thank you once again for your love and inviting me. We love you, we'll be praying for you. Thank you so much.